Somebody say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh, come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah. These are the songs that carried us. It washed as wine. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood.
Oh,
yes, Lord. Somebody high five and say, it was the blood. It was the blood.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, forgive me. Forgive me for being late this evening. But God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you have forgiven me for that. And Lord God, tonight, let your power and demonstration through this prophetic act manifest your glory. Good morning, good evening, Minister Hill.
Good evening. Hallelujah. You know, that's a perfect song. I mean, I was sitting here as it was playing, and I was just thinking about all the benefits of the blood and how God himself instituted this act himself in the person of Jesus Christ. So why would God put a weapon as powerful as the blood in the hands of Satan disguised in the body of Judas? All right. Thank you, Lord. 1 Corinthians 11:23 through 26. All hearts and minds clear.
Yeah.
For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
I'm going to pray. And anybody else that would like to pray, Minister Hill, you're welcome to pray. I'll start it off. Father, we thank you for life, health, strength. And we thank you for having the ability to share and sup with you tonight. Father, we're distressed. We have a problem, which I know you already know. And I know you knew from the beginning. And I know that you knew that we would be praying about this at this exact moment. So, Holy Spirit, we yield to you to pray through us tonight to bind the works of the devil. Lord Jesus, you said that God sent you for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. I see where, Lord, that paranormal, perverted circus they have, which is full of filth and gore and sex, was not allowed into Arizona these 3 days. So you're already moving. So they had to take that filthy circus to Florida, of all places, on the east coast of Florida. And Lord, I noticed they said no one under 17 allowed unless they were with their parents or guardian. It's called a paranormal circus. Whatever. It's filthy. It's vain, vile, and perverse. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we know the purpose of altars. So in the name of Jesus, we bind every spiritual transaction that's taking place. And Lord God, we ask you for 100 billion trillion angels on assignment, that you would put them on assignment. And every demon that they conjure up, and every god, every goddess, every priestess that they draw down, that your angels would cut their power off in the name of Jesus. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, every binding spell that they use through the power of intent, we ask that those angels would unloose it and render it null, void, and ineffective. We bind the works, the deeds, the thoughts, the acts, the actions, and the intent of Baha'u'llah in the name of Jesus. And we set our prayers in agreement with every Jesus believer around the world that is praying that that conference, convention comes down in the name of Jesus. Right now, Father God, I ask you for a group of those angels to rain down fire and destruction, just like you sent to Sodom and Gomorrah. And Lord God, I ask you that as they try to form the words, that their jaws would be locked, that they cannot blaspheme the name of Jesus, and they cannot unloose soulish realm energy on the men and women of God. I ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and by the power of your own Holy Spirit, that you would unloose a manifestation of your glory and your power like the world has never seen over that place, and render their powers and principalities and their spiritual wickedness in high places null, void, and ineffective. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that your holy angels would go to war with the demonic angels fallen that do their summoning and do their bidding, that they will not be allowed to draw down any gods, goddesses, any, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, priests and priestesses. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you and your angels would cause their powers of divination and necromancy to be null, void, ineffective in the name of Jesus. And I declare and decree, there is no free right in witchcraft, Father God. I declare and decree, Lord, as we will take up a dollar bill tonight or tomorrow, and it says, United States of America, in God we trust. Father God, it is in God we trust that satanic projectiles would fall to the ground and die. It is in the name of Jesus. And in God we trust that every trajected spirit will fall to the ground, withered up, rendered null, void, and ineffective. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree, every gate be shut and every opening be closed. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, right now, let the only thing be open to them that oppose you, that oppose your Holy Spirit, let the fires and the gates of Hades, be shut and no transference be allowed to partake, to be partaken of on this earth realm. Lord God, we cut, bind, sever, unloose, and destroy every intent of recruitment into satanic worship, satanic churches, and every satanic snare of entrapment be reversed upon the initiators. And Father God, your word says, if we walk uprightly before you, when we pray, you hear us. And if we know you hear us, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of you. Father God, render the heavens against them in the name of Jesus. They are our enemies because they are your enemies. Lord God, render to them justice, divine justice from the God of heaven, the God who rules this earth, because your word says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all of us who dwell herein. Father God, in the name of Jesus, do them like the angels did. Render them blind, so that they will oppose each other. Render them and reward them biblically according to their works. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Anybody
else?
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, all power has been given into his hand. And that same power has been given unto us who believe. We believers receive all that you have provided us through your death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. We are the strongest man, and we utilize the power that's been given us against. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. We utilize the power that you have given us against those that will come against the people of God in this nation and around the world.
Yeah.
Your warring angels are in position and waiting for us to call upon them to assist us as we enter into this spiritual warfare, as we stand against those who stand in opposition to you, oh God. For those who are called, stand in opposition to those who are called by your name. We loose confusion in the midst of that camp.
In the name of
every day that they gather, let them be confused to the point that they can get nothing accomplished. Lord, I ask that you shake the heavens to interrupt the things that they have purposed in their heart to do, oh God. Let nothing, no words spoken, stand. Let those words fall to the ground and die where they should be, under our feet. We walk on those words. Thank you, Jesus. Let your will be done, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Have
Hallelujah.
Your way. Your way, oh God, in Arizona. Let your will be done. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Father, save such as should be saved. Save some by fear. Save some by torment. And Father God, others, reward them according to their works. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else care to pray? Okay, then. I guess I'll get ready to go on, Shannon. Thank you all for being in agreement. You sure nobody else want to pray? Oh, you can. Yeah, I see some now. All right, all you have to do is press 1 if you care to pray. Your mic
Hello?
Is open. Yeah, 0159.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise him.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just praise and I glorify the name of the Lord. I stand in agreement in every way with the prayers that are made that went up to heaven as incense, hallelujah, before the throne of the living God, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you've given us, hallelujah, the information, hallelujah, to know what we need to pray for, hallelujah. Hallelujah, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that with that, hallelujah, you've given us a heart and a desire, hallelujah, to see your will be done in this situation in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just praise you and we thank you for all of those things. Hallelujah. And we ask in the name of Jesus that your will be done in this situation. Lord, we know that your word says that your will is that you perish, but all should come to repentance. So we pray in the name of Jesus that they would fall down on their knees and repent in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. To fall down on their knees and repent, hallelujah, for sinning, hallelujah, against you. And you alone, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We also pray, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that in all the angels that you send, hallelujah, that have already been dispatched, hallelujah, to Scottsdale, Arizona. Lord, in the name of Jesus, that those angels, hallelujah, would have assignments to protect the residents, hallelujah, all of the people in governance, hallelujah. For you said, hallelujah, to pray for our people in governance and people in power in the situation, Lord Jesus, and in our government. And we pray right now for protection, hallelujah. We pray that you would send ministering angels, and the ministering angels begin to give them a word for it. Don't let them feel settled in their dreams and let them feel the power of God, Lord, because you have spoken to men that are righteous and unrighteous in their dreams, and you have steered them in the right direction. Hallelujah. Lord, in the name of Jesus, cause them to be steered in the right direction, to stand up and stand powerfully against this spirit of witchcraft, the spirit of Baal, the spirit of hallelujah, hallelujah, perverse hallelujah, false God worship and idolatry, Lord. Cause them to be strong, hallelujah. Cause them to feel, hallelujah, the zeal of the Lord, hallelujah, while they stand up, Lord. And all the residents to be protected, Lord Jesus, so that they're not transferred and we don't have a multiplication of these satanic spirits in that land in the name of Jesus. And I pray these things according to your will, hallelujah. And I know, Lord Jesus, I know that you hear us, hallelujah. I know that you've ordained that we pray this prayer, hallelujah. I know that you want the things to change in Arizona and not to go the way of Satan, hallelujah. I know that, hallelujah, because you sacrificed, hallelujah, the most precious thing, which was your son, hallelujah. That, hallelujah, that none would die, but all would come to repentance and be saved in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah, you see to it, hallelujah, that you would have to speak to the people that refuse to repent. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Six, seven, eight, six, that's Jessica.
In the name of Jesus, I bind up all sorcery, necromancy, divination, all black magic, blue magic. We bind you up, all white magic. We bind you up, rebuke you, command your powers to go to zero now in Jesus' name. Father God, I ask right now that you would unloose your holy warring angels, Father God. And I do, in the name of Jesus, command all sex, magic, witchcraft, lust, perversion, be bound now in Jesus' name. confusion into the camp. I command all confusion into the camp in the name of Jesus. I bind up all witchcraft, even the Christian church. I bind up that apathy or just being asleep. I bind up that spirit of slumber in the name of Jesus off the church and the people of God. I bind up all you foul spirits right now in the name of Jesus. I command your powers to go to zero. Go!
In
to the
name
pit,
of
bound
Jesus.
In chains of fetters of iron with the blood covering in the name of Jesus. All generational witchcraft inherited, even just all witchcraft. I bind you up and I rebuke you and I command you to go now. Loose the people in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you. And I pray in agreement right now with every prayer that has gone up, God, and I just thank you. I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus over Jesus Believers Church, Dr. Erica, Brother Joe, Jose, Sister Donna, Minister Hill, and everyone else that is right here listening in the name of Jesus.
One one two nine.
Good evening, Dr. Erica. This is Pastor Hattie.
Man, praise God. Praise God.
Father God, we come before you humble as we know how, Father. We ask that you continue to cover us and we repent for every sin that is known and unknown, Father God. Forgive us for any acts of omission and commission, Father God. Forgive us if we have any doubt. And our release, Father God, forgive us for our transgressions and our iniquities, O God. I thank you for your covering, O God. I thank you for your blessings, O God. I ask that you cover the babies that will be tried that and prevent the sacrifice of these babies in Arizona for this Satan con that they want to go forth, Father God. I ask that you send your battle axe, O God. Send the hounds of hell, O God. To catch them, oh God, catch them in your net, Father God. For you said that if we believe that you are in us, in Jesus, and Jesus in you, and we believe, oh God, and we love you, and we keep your commandments, you said that whatever we ask in the name of Jesus, it will go forth, oh God. So I'm asking you to cover the people, the innocent people in Arizona, Father God. Cover the ones that are blind, oh God. Open their eyes so they may see and come to you, oh God. I ask that you not have any bloodshed, nor any blood be spilt on the ground, or bones be broken during this event, oh God. I ask that you cover the leaders there, oh God, and give them strength, oh God, and let them not grow weak and weary, oh God. For you said that if we believe and whatever we ask in the name of Jesus, you would do. Oh God, I come in agreement according to Matthew 18 and 19, where any two should touch and agree on any given thing, it shall be established by you, which is in heaven, oh God. I ask that you shut it down, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you cast out any wickedness, any evilness, any witchcraft, oh God. I bind it in chains and fetters and send it to the pits of hell until the day of judgment when Jesus come, oh God. Teach them, oh God, to believe that you are who you say you are. You are the I am that I am. You are Yahshua, Amashiach, and I thank you, oh God. Cover this nation, oh God. The wickedness, oh God, must leave, oh God. We must rise up and fight and use our dominion and authority that you have given to us, that was given when Jesus was crucified on the cross, oh God. I ask that you cover this nation, cover the land, oh God. Stop the bloodshed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I ask all of these things in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Don't forget, we need to pray. Let me see who this is. Hello? I can't see who you are. 1111. I got your mic open. Father, we also want to pray for Canada, the nation of Canada. Lord, it's horrible. But I ask that you protect, that you do what's right for the Canadian people. God, you know what's right. We don't know. But we know that it's not right that those people trying to earn a living driving those trucks and bringing those goods in and out, to be stopped due to this COVID thing. Father God, I thank you that you're healing all people from COVID. And that
thank you, Lord.
Lie, hoax, or truth, or whatever it is, will be brought under subjection. And people's lives will go back to normal in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank
yes,
you.
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father
thank
God,
you,
I want to pray for each person that sacrificed their time
yes,
to come
Lord.
On here and stay up late so that we would be able to do this intercessory prayer for the people of Arizona. Lord God, save in Arizona. Let your word says, where sin abounds, there doth grace abound much more. Lord God, save, deliver, heal, and reconcile men and women to you in the state of Arizona. We claim Arizona for God. And I don't know if we have anybody, but Lord, we went and we poured oil on all of our own city halls. So right now, supernaturally in the spirit, we pour the anointing oil all over Scottsdale, Arizona. And we say, Scottsdale, Arizona belongs to God. And
yes,
we pray that the biggest revival the world has ever seen will break out in Scottsdale, Arizona, to show the devil,
who's Lord,
you, Jesus.
Yes,
and we thank you for it. We thank you for it right now.
We thank you, Lord.
And Father God, deliver Canada. Deliver Canada.
Yes,
I can't, I'm an American citizen. I can't speak for Canada and Canadians. But I know you know what they need, Lord Jesus. And I ask you to speedily give it to them and bring peace to Canada. And as a matter of fact, tear down every evil altar all over this world right now by the power of your own Holy Spirit. We tear them down. We apply the blood. We apply the blood of Jesus. And we say, thank you, Lord. We say thank you,
Lord.
We say
thank you, Lord.
We say thank you,
Jesus.
We say
thank you, Lord.
Father God,
thank
please
you.
Comfort Shannon. He buried his grandfather yesterday.
Yes,
and
Lord.
He came on to fulfill his commitments on this radio. So
yes, Lord.
We send peace to that whole family also. And I'm going to do it in a few minutes when I go online. Thank y'all.
Yes, Lord.
Thank y'all. We got work to do. We got work to do.
That's
we got
right.
work to do. Donna, could you post that Miracles Today, A.A. Allen, in the chat room before I shut it down? I want all of you to go look at it. You think you're in church today.
Amazing.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all all right? Wake up.
Praise God. I'm up. I'm wide awake.
I sent
it out, Dr. Erica. I sent it to whoever I had on my phone.
You sent it out? Okay.
Yes. All right. Yes, ma'am.
All right. We out of here. See ya.
Love you all.
Praise God.
Amen.
Love y'all too. Amen.
Ring up, the Lord is near. Build him a temple here.
A palace of praise, a throne of thanksgiving, made for the King of Kings.
Sing up a joyful song.
When praises abound, his glory surrounds us, building his temple here.
Sing out, the Lord is near.
the song of your saints and lives in their praises. The Lord inhabits the song of his saints
and lives in their praises.
Oh! Together as one, with music and singing, rejoice in all that the Father has done. Let's lift up an offering.
Sing out, the Lord is King.
Build him a temple here.
Build him a temple here.
A palace of praise, a throne of